is Ron's Update with Ron from the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. I'm here at Mountain Park, and it's about 38 degrees and windy. Sun's out. It's cold, but I guess I'll walk anyway. I guess I'm going to walk about an hour with Joe when we get started. So, I don't know how the wind will sound on the mic. Maybe it won't at all. We'll see. Huh?
You're holding an ice cream cone.
I am holding an ice cream cone. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now we can spend our time walking, talking about our injuries and why we're both cripples now.
I'm not talking.
You're not talking?
No.
Well, you better. So when did you injure yourself first?
First?
Yeah.
The day after the 13.1. I woke up with a soreness.
Oh, so it was after the 13.1.
Yeah.
So that was like first part of October.
Yeah.
Well, see, I had my hamstring twinge in that 8.5 mile trail race, and that's when it went downhill from there. I've been getting worse and worse. Not every day, but every run. So yesterday was my first day of riding my bike on my new training program. I'm going to be a cyclist instead of a runner for a while.
They got a triathlon at the Unicoi in January.
Oh, so you're going to do
nice
that?
Nice and warm by then.
January in Unicoi?
Yeah.
have a snowmobile up there.
It's a mountain bike. 5K, 7.5 miles, something like that. 5K.
Two 5K runs and a 7.5 mile mountain bike ride?
Yeah.
That seems out of proportion. Seems like it'd be 2 miles and runs and 7 mile bike.
I already have a 5K course laid out or something.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's going to give runners an advantage over the mountain bikers.
Why would that be?
Because with two 5K runs, the runner's going to have an advantage. Mountain bikers only got 7 miles to do anything in.
You've been on mountain trails in Unicoi?
I've been up around Helen.
Well, some of those downhills are so steep you can't see the trail.
Well, yeah.
It's like you're falling. So, I think the mountain bike.
So what's that got to do with your injury while you limp around here?
Well, you said you were riding your bike.
Well,
I'm riding my bike trainer.
I'm not riding a mountain bike outside. Let's go through there.
No.
What do you mean no?
It's cold.
Yeah, but it's not windy when you go into the trail.
It's dark and gloomy.
Yeah. Find Hansel and Gretel in there.
I'll go to the gingerbread house somewhere.
What? This is too fast of a walk for you?
Well, it's too soon to walk fast. It takes me 30 minutes to get this thing limber.
Well, we're not even walking fast.
Well, my joint's moving back and forth, so it hurts.
Well, that cross-country race I did last Saturday finally did me in, I think, as far as my running for a while.
Last Saturday?
Yeah, the track club race.
Oh, yeah. The one I didn't...
Over at Milton. The one that you spent driving around out there trying to find it. Never did, I guess.
Well, Wills Park is a better deal for me anyway.
Wills Park? That's more like in Alpharetta, right?
Yeah. Not to block off the...
I remember when I worked out there, we had a some kind of a one of those corporate field day things or something.
Yeah.
In Wills Park one time, I think.
They've expanded it since then.
Oh, have they? I noticed when Laura and I were coming back from Milton High School after that run, we went by a lot of parks out in that area.
Yeah.
I mean, on Crabapple Road, they had a, there was a park. It was like next to a middle school. It looked like it was almost connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't so far away. It'd be good places to run out there.
Yeah, it's
And of course, we went by Big Creek because we went down Holcomb Bridge Road on the way.
Oh, that guy.
Huh?
It's like a Webb Bridge Road, it's a Big Creek.
Well, you know, you go down Holcomb Bridge Road and you turn before you go across Georgia 400. So how far are you limping today?
1 hour.
1 hour limp? And how far does that get you?
Berries.
In the berries?
Yeah, I was doing 20-minute limps yesterday.
Did you do 3 20-minute limps?
Yeah, 4 miles.
Oh. Well... So that means you did like 3 miles.
Yes.
Well, after that cross country race on Saturday, I decided that maybe the 13.1 was my race for the year. Not counting the ING half. The ING half was my best half marathon this year, but when I started training again, my theory was I was going to train, run that 13.1 and then keep going and have a better Disney in January.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's going to happen. So I guess I have to switch those. The 13.1 will be my race and the Disney will be my just do it race.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll recover before then, but I don't really see that happening because I won't be able to get any long runs. Like you're fading there.
The angle went.
Are those your Brooks Beast you're wearing?
Yeah.
How you like them?
They're the best.
The best?
Best I ever run in.
Huh?
Best I ever run in.
Oh. You know, Jeff got a pair of those Brooks Adrenaline ASR trail shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And he called and left me a voicemail. Said it's the best shoes he ever wore. He said, these things are great. And I said, I already knew that because I had a pair.
Okay.
Oh, it's cold in here.
So just,
we need to go back out where the sun is.
Well, for that.
Oh. I'm in my car heading home after a 3 mile walk in the cold at Mountain Park. About froze my hiney off. I tell you what, it was 38 degrees and the wind was blowing. And I about got frostbite, it felt like. I know it wasn't possible probably to get frostbite when it's 38, but anyway, I had to go back to the car and get some more clothes to put on because I was about to freeze to death. So I got in 3 miles of walking today, and then this evening I'm going to do another bike trainer workout. So that'll give me about 2 hours of training in 2 days, which would be good. If I can keep that up, maybe I can work myself into shape where I can run the half at Disney in a decent time without putting in a lot of running miles. We'll see. Anyway, I am headed home, and then I'm going to go to the grocery store and buy some supplies for making some chili, because that's going to be a nice cold weather supper, a big bowl of hot chili, homemade chili. Hope I can keep myself motivated on this bike trainer program, get something out of it. Anyway, that's for now. Bye. Thanks for listening to my update podcast, and if you'd like to give me some feedback on it, send me an email at losttrailrunner@gmail.com, and I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.